Here are your latest Manchester City headlines. I'm James Mason. City are set to be lining up an opening offer worth £75 million for Aston Villa captain Jack Grealish. Pep Guardiola has identified the 25-year-old as one of his primary transfer targets this summer, along with Tottenham Hotspur striker Harry Kane. Villa are believed to value Grealish at around £100 million, but according to reports, the Citizens are looking to tempt Dean Smith's side with an opening bid of £75 million plus add-ons. The report also states that Villa are prepared to offer the midfield a new and improved contract worth more than £150,000 per week to tempt him to stay at his boyhood club. Meanwhile, City are said to be weighing up a swoop for Barcelona defender Samuel Umtiti, as Guardiola wants to add another centre-back to his squad. Umtiti has been with Barca since 2016, having arrived from Liga and club Lyon. However, after an impressive debut season in Catalonia, the 27-year-old has been on a steep decline due to his constant injury and fitness problems. The Catalans are looking to trim their wage bill significantly amidst the financial turmoil at the club, and they see Umtiti as one of the expendable players, along with midfield misfit Miralem Pjanic, while Antoine Griezmann also continues to be linked with an exit. It does seem, though, that Barcelona could get a helping hand in their bid to offload the injury-prone defender Umtiti from former manager Guardiola. It is said that the City boss is looking to bring him to the Etihad Stadium. And finally, Anderlecht are said to be eyeing a loan move for City prospect Liam Delap following the temporary signing of Taylor Harwood-Bellis. The striker will meet with both City and Anderlecht over a potential transfer for the upcoming season. Delap is regarded as one of the Premier League champions' top youth prospects. The youngster scored 29 goals in all competitions last season at youth level. Delap even scored on his senior team debut for City, the striker bagging the winning goal in a 2-1 win over Bournemouth in the League Cup. That's all for now. We'll have more later.